The Swiss Family Robinson by Johann David Wyss. Read by Jonathan Keeble for Naxos Audiobooks. The tempest had raged for 6 days, and on the seventh seemed to increase. The ship had been driven so far from its course that no one on board knew where we were. Leaks had been sprung in every direction, and the water which rushed in gained upon us rapidly. My heart sank as I looked round upon my family in the midst of these horrors. Our four young sons were overpowered by terror. "Dear children," said I, "if the Lord will, he can save us, even from this fearful peril. If not, let us calmly yield our lives into his hand." At these words my weeping wife looked bravely up, and as the boys clustered round her, she began to cheer them with calm and loving words. Amid the roar of the thundering waves, we suddenly heard the cry of, "Land! Land!" while at the same instant the ship struck a rock, which threw everyone to the deck. Dreadful sounds betokened the breaking up of the ship, and the roaring waters poured in on all sides. Then the voice of the captain was heard in a tone of despair, shouting, "Lower away the boats! We are lost!" "Lost!" I exclaimed, and the word went like a dagger to my heart. But I composed myself, calling out cheerfully, "Take courage, my boys! We're still above water. There is the land not far off. Remain with your mother while I go on deck to see what is best to be done now." A wave instantly threw me down. Another followed, and then another, as I struggled to find my footing.